Welcome to Fireside Bookshelf, a place to discover some great books to enhance your study in Scripture. Ginger opens the doors to countless resources to help us understand and appropriate living in the world of differing dynamics, from culture issues, marriage, parenting, understanding the times we live in, all in accordance for growing in grace and truth in Jesus Christ. So let's listen in on today's featured presentation.
2.3 million couples wed every year in the U.S. That breaks down to nearly 6,200 weddings a day. The average age of the bride in the U.S. is 25.3. The average age of the groom is 26.9. The average number of guests invited to a wedding is 178. One-third of those getting married each year have been married before. June is the most popular month for weddings, followed by the month of August. With the summer wedding season just around the corner, I imagine there are a slew of couples finalizing their upcoming wedding plans. But amid all the dress fittings, cake tastings, invitation mailings, and venue reviews, there is one very important aspect of the pre-wedding process that is often ignored. So I thought we should take a bit of time today to discuss the topic of premarital counseling. According to healthresearchfunding.org, couples who underwent counseling before their wedding had a 30% higher success rate than those who did not. The average time spent in premarital counseling was just 8 hours, and 44% of couples who get married today agree to premarital counseling before they decide to take their wedding vows. Is premarital counseling something that can save a marriage from divorce before the vows are even said? The statistics say that it is possible. Yet the only couples who typically seek out this counseling have a religious background or are actively practicing their religion. If there are lower divorce rates associated with premarital counseling, then why aren't all couples stepping up to have a few conversations before the words "I do" are said? Why would anyone not be willing to spend a little time and money on this potentially extremely important investment? Did you know that marriage wasn't created just to make us happy, that God calls us to use it for eternal purposes? But a satisfying God-centered marriage takes work, starting even before you're married or engaged. From Gary Thomas, the best-selling author of The Sacred Marriage, along with Dr. Steve and Rebecca Wilkie, comes a wonderful guide for premarital counseling entitled 9 Must-Have Conversations for a Doubt-Free Wedding Day. Containing 9 sessions of time-tested questions and guidance, it will help couples explore how to have a doubt-free wedding day, how to engage in healthy conflict, why you need to divorce, how to develop and maintain sexual intimacy, why asking hard questions now is better than asking them 5 years from now. Because when you love each other with God's purposes in mind, intentional conversation becomes not just preparation for marriage, it is the first step in merging 2 lives into 1 for the ultimate glory of God. 9 Must-Have Conversations for a Doubt-Free Wedding Day also includes a marriage mentor's guide and a counseling questionnaire. Today's authors note that this conversation guide is intended for use between couples and a marriage mentor. So come be a part as we join Gary Thomas and Drs. Steve and Rebecca Wilkie and discover how couples should use this conversation guide to help provide for a doubt-free wedding day. The pastor looked at the couple in front of him and was concerned. He knew they were both young, still in college, and bringing baggage from both their families of origin that can cause any number of significant marital problems for years to come. Yet they proclaimed themselves deeply in love, and because they were Christians, they said they believed marriage was the right next step for them. The pastor couldn't shake his concerns. He realized he should do something, but what? After going through his notes for the premarital counseling session, he decided to ask the young man to step out of the room for a few minutes. He then turned to the woman and asked, "Are you sure you want to do this?" She stared at him in surprise, uncertain she had heard him correctly. She finally replied, "Excuse me, Pastor, what do you mean? I'm just wondering if you're sure you know what you're getting into. Do you really want to get married right now? Oh, yes, of course I do. She nodded to emphasize the point. The pastor called her fiancé back into the room and, despite his doubts, moved on with the counseling session and eventually the wedding. In hindsight, what the pastor should have done was directly shared concerns for the couple together. He should have said something like, "Are you two really ready to get married? I have some serious doubts about you and your marriage if you continue this path. In fact, I have a lot of doubts." But he was too kind-hearted and perhaps a little naive and uncertain about how to counsel a couple who really needed to take more time before they walked down the aisle. As for the couple, they certainly could have used more than one session of required premarital counseling, because the pastor was correct. They were not as prepared as they should have been. They weren't ready to get married. Not only were they young, but they also hadn't addressed some of the most important matters couples should discuss before they get engaged, let alone go through premarital counseling. And yet, by God's grace, this couple survived. They've done much more than that. They recently celebrated their 30-year wedding anniversary, launched two great sons into adulthood, and for decades have counseled on the very issues around marriage, family, and parenting. How do we know? Because Dr. Steve and Rebecca Wilkie are that formerly underprepared couple. Yes, Steve and Rebecca survived, but how much better it would have been for them if they could have thrived during those early years of marriage. The Wilkies and Gary Thomas have seen firsthand how many of the struggles that married couples experience can be avoided, or at least minimized, if men and women would have serious and substantial conversations, just like those included in this guide, prior to getting married. It would be even better to have these conversations prior to even getting engaged. Every couple, whether just considering marriage, planning a wedding, or even journeying through marriage, should be sure they've taken the time to talk over the specific critical questions covered in each of the chapters included in this book. Today's authors have witnessed how these conversations prepare couples for the challenges ahead of them, and this couple's conversation guide is to help set up you or the couples in your life for the best possible marriage. These 9 chapters or sessions will prepare you for what will be a major event, a couple celebrating the beautiful commitment of marriage with family and friends. The first few sessions might scare you a bit. This guide seeks to get you to look in the rearview mirror at any past baggage or burdens that might take away from or erode the passion, romance, and intimacy of your marriage. So expect some probing questions, and even some questions that boldly ask, "Are you sure about the decision to marry the person you're going through this conversation guide with?" If your match is wise, today's authors tell us this will simply confirm the choice you are making. If it is less than wise or premature, it is an act of love for someone to point that out. Sorting through these issues and knowing why you're choosing to marry this person is a necessary step to becoming one flesh before God and to fortify yourself against the inevitable doubts that will certainly follow in your future together. You can look at this time not only as preparation for marriage, but as the first steps for the two of you to begin merging two lives into one. The authors designed the book so that each session has detailed content for the couples to review, work through, and discuss together. They've developed this content over many decades of both field and clinical experiences. Each session also includes a series of questions to answer, first personally, and then discussed as a couple with a mentor who can assist the couple through this process. They have included additional topics and questions that your marriage mentor should use in this conversation format. Gary and the Wilkies suggest the following guidelines for each couple to agree to follow before starting the included sessions and conversations. First, keep an open mind. Each couple will need to have an open mind to the content, conversations, and outcome of these conversations. By doing so, they will have the greatest potential for success both now and in the future. Second, hold nothing back. This process is not the time to fearfully avoid hard truth and painful revelations, be politically correct, or shade your answers to keep from potentially hurting yourself or your future mate. By being honest, transparent, and vulnerable about absolutely everything, past and present, the two of you will know each other better than before and feel confident about your potential as a couple and about one of the most important decisions in your lives. Any part of this conversation you choose to avoid is likely the most important part of your history that needs to be processed with your partner and mentor. In addition, today's authors have found that personal edits, questions and topics you want to avoid, are the exact issues that have the greatest potential to hurt marriages and families down the road. They share that their offices are full of couples who avoid facing the hard issues, but that didn't make the issues go away. They just left the couple unprepared to face them. Third, don't fear the outcome. Nothing productive can take place if you're fearful about the outcome of these conversations. Trust this time-tested process. It has worked for countless couples. Fourth, find a qualified marriage mentor. This can be a mentor, pastor, or professional counselor. Often couples can be blind to critical issues that arise, but an objective, seasoned marriage professional will pick up on the vital issues and point out areas of concern that you or your potential spouse might have otherwise missed. Our experience is that those who try this on their own do so for reasons that will hurt, not help, their relationship and marriage. A pre-engagement punch list is included in the book. So if you are one of the couples or know a couple whose summer wedding is quickly approaching, I strongly urge you to pick up a copy of the 9 Must-Have Conversations for a Doubt-Free Wedding Day as soon as possible. Marriage is simply too important to leave it to happenstance. Falling in love with someone and finding out that they want to spend the rest of their life with you is one of the most exhilarating of all human experiences. In fact, the emotions are hard to describe to someone who hasn't experienced this stage of love for themselves. We just can't believe anyone else ever felt quite the way we do. Ironically, our authors share, this passionate wave of emotion is exactly what complicates the next important stages of relational development that eventually lead to a marital covenant. The overwhelming ecstasy of this season of courtship masks some critical matters that need to be addressed well before an actual engagement occurs, and certainly long before the wedding is planned and takes place. Unfortunately, most couples never really take the time or made the preparatory effort to discuss the crucial topics essential for a successful marriage. Sadly, little effective counseling occurs once the date has been set and the honeymoon has been booked. Couples are focused on choosing the right dress and tux, picking out the most beautiful flowers, and choosing the decorations, all but ignoring the preparation necessary to get their heart, mind, and body ready to enter marriage. In our experience, today's authors explain, the very topics that should be covered pre-engagement, or certainly pre-marriage, are the same subjects that routinely show up in marriage counseling offices somewhere down the road. That is why they feel so strongly about these conversations taking place early and often in a couple's courtship. Premarital counseling really should include the content and questions that they have provided in this excellent guide. Throughout their writing of this guide, birthed in prayer and dialogue with each other, was this essential aim. How do we keep more couples out of our offices because their marriage is making them miserable, and in their homes and communities where they can passionately love each other and pursue God's purpose for their lives? There are 6 items on their pre-engagement punch list that I'd like to take a moment today to review. Just as a contractor would compile a punch list to ensure the success of a project, our authors recommend that you take time to analyze these prerequisites prior to completing the sessions they have outlined in this book. 1. Start pre-engagement conversations. If you are a couple who hasn't already begun having these types of conversations, it's vital that you start now. If nothing else, getting in the practice of talking in depth about significant relational topics will be excellent practice for the two of you as you begin building relational intimacy. 2. Avoid unrealistic expectations. Each of you needs to be honest about the balance of reality versus fantasy. Depending upon who you are and where you've been, your personal stories and histories, each of you will have your own expectations about what love, romance, and marriage will look like. Adopting unrealistic expectations for each other is one of the biggest mistakes couples make, whether they are dating, engaged, or married. 3. Realize that pain and suffering are guaranteed and a significant part of our lives. Life this side of heaven is never going to be perfect, and pain is part of the human experience. Problems, including some really big ones, are guaranteed. That is why wedding vows often include the phrase, for better or worse. There will be plenty of seasons filled with sunshine and bliss, but there will also be bleaker days with sorrow and suffering. Marriage is about helping each other through life's entire journey. 4. Accept the flawed sinner. No matter whom you dated and eventually married, everyone is a flawed sinner, beginning with you. Accepting that fact about each other not only helps alleviate unrealistic expectations, but it should also prompt couples to develop their spiritual walk with the Lord. Only with His divine assistance will we be able to work on our flaws and become the best we can be for Him and each other. Gary's book Sacred Marriage, which we previously featured on the Fireside Bookshelf, made its mark with this provocative question. What if God designed marriage to make us holy more than to make us happy? Few people think of marriage this way going in, but most married couples eventually find it to be all too true. 5. Be aware of baggage, burdens, and blessings. In addition to your flaws in nature, each of you will bring an assortment of baggage, burdens, and blessings into the relationship. Embrace this reality now, but also take time in the pre-engagement or pre-marriage conversations to understand the balance of baggage and burdens versus blessings. Each will have an impact on you both, as well as everyone you love and everyone who loves you. That's a huge responsibility, so buyer beware. If either of you is overwhelmed with baggage, then take the necessary time to work through those issues before you exchange wedding vows. You are not morally obligated to accept anyone's baggage prior to marriage, but once the vows are given and the rings are exchanged, your spouse's baggage becomes your own, all of it. 6. Recognize that contempt is never acceptable. Today's authors understand they're asking you to evaluate each other, but disrespect and contempt are unhealthy in any relationship, especially in the most intimate one between husband and wife. Over time, these feelings will erode what once was lovely and beautiful. Marital conflict is unavoidable, so you must both learn to resolve conflict respectfully. Once we see contempt in our couples, our authors declare, we know the prognosis is poor. A good marriage mentor or counselor won't just look at what you say when you answer these questions, but they will also look at the way you say it, the way you look at each other, the way you treat each other, the way you speak of and to each other. As couples work through this punch list, they will need to first think about themselves and then their partner. Is there any area or areas of concern that they can identify already? If so, then take the time now to think through it more deeply. Please don't wait. This conversation guide invites a pre-marriage couple into a deep and time-intensive process. Some couples may believe they don't need or want this, but like our authors today, I have seen more than my fair share of married couples in trouble. The rate in which couples are divorcing and the state of many marriages today breaks my heart on a daily basis. That is why I believe 9 must-have conversations for a doubt-free wedding day and Gary Thomas's companion book, Sacred Marriage, are two of the best Christian resources regarding marriage on the market today. The premarital process outlined in today's feature is not a chat. It is a conversation that will take time. In the long run, however, it will help couples avoid problems and improve satisfaction as their marriage progresses. Every wedding day is different, and every individual faces it with fears, delusions, fantasies, doubts, excitement, joy, laughter, and even tears. Our author's hope for you is that you will have a fantastic and exciting wedding day with the confidence that comes from knowing you have prepared for this special day because, according to PRWeb.com's wedding survey results, the average engagement lasts around 14 months. So that means that most brides spend at least 120 hours planning their wedding, with some brides spending upward of 900 hours on wedding planning. Yet, as we noted earlier, the average time spent in premarital counseling is just 8 hours. The average wedding budget is $20,000, but less than 50% of couples will invest their time and money in preparing for the forever that comes after the ceremony. The goal of a couple should be to increase their understanding of each other, expand their own worldview. Maybe your future spouse sees something in you that you've been blind to. Grow towards each other, seek God's truth, and to do all this in a way that builds you both as individuals and a couple. Conflict can be enormously beneficial when this is the result. This goes way beyond marriage. Learning how to handle conflict in a godly way increases your humility, understanding, gentleness, patience, and an ability to forgive in all relationships. Essential skills in a fallen world. Chapters on constructive conflict, developing and maintaining sexual intimacy, and finances are just a few of the essential issues that are discussed in this volume. Preparing for marriage and family is one of those really big decisions that takes courage. But our author's goal is to help couples find out where they disagree with each other, as well as any potential roadblocks to intimacy. Isn't that what we all want? To really get to know each other and be known? To grow together so that our future spouse becomes and remains our best friend? Do you long for a partner who praises rather than speaks disrespectfully? One who joins you in reaching out to a hurting world and who supports you when you falter? Who inspires you with their faith and courage? Who covers you with their prayers as you both strive to grow closer to God, so you will not only glorify Him, but also do great things for His kingdom and for each other. If you hope to attain this kind of relationship, then you've got to start by becoming the kind of deeply spiritual and committed partner you envision for today and all of your tomorrows. Here's your chance to start building such a relationship right now. 9 Must-Have Conversations for a Doubt-Free Wedding Day by Gary Thomas and Dr. Steve and Rebecca Wilkie can be found at your local bookstore or online and is currently available in paperback and digital format. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. We are grateful, however, to be able to benefit from the research and works of others. And while no book besides the Bible can be all things to all people, our hope here at the Fireside Bookshelf is to present a variety of Christian resources that seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and which provide insights to help strengthen and deepen your spiritual walk.
We hope today's featured highlights will spark an interest for you to consider adding this work to your library. In times when busyness is our business, we need to kindle the lost art of reading, allowing our minds and bodies to pause for refreshing. Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of Sharon Hartz. You can hear us anytime by going to our podcast menu at sharonhartz.org. This is a great benefit for the person who is on the go. Thank you for joining us today and tune in for our next feature at this same time next week.